Hello guys, welcome back to another episode. Hola, ¿cómo estás? So guys, today I am currently, I'm really happy about this because I am going to be reacting for yesterday. TXT, I know I love you. So dear, it's funny because I did not know that this was, I thought that the other day on Weverse, I believe Yeonjin or Taehyun were saying that I know I love you. I'm like, okay, I love you too. And then afterwards, I did not know that that was actually the name of their song that they just recently released. I thought it was going to be called Freeze or something. So that's why I assumed. But yeah, I'm going to be reacting to it for you guys today because, you know, why not? I love doing that stuff. You know, my first reaction was BTS Butter, which if you have not heard that episode, go check it out, please. Big news, so I'm kind of mad about this news, so I'll lead to a tiny bit, just a tiny bit. So I open up my dashboard, you know, to Anchor, and apparently Anchor is now connected to this website called WordPress, and so I made a website for me to show you guys what I'm about, show you guys what I do. And it's really cool because you like put in your email, and then afterwards I'll let you know when I'm gonna be posting up another episode every time. So good. I literally wish I can do this like all the time, freaking like boom. Oh wow, she has an episode of cool. Let me hear it. So you guys know that. So I'm super happy for BTS. Billboard number one right now. Super happy, you know. Everybody on Weverse was really like saying BTS Billboard number one. I wake up to it. I'm like, okay. And then afterwards, apparently, I look at Billboard, and it turns out. So apparently, I don't know how often Billboard changes the thing, because now it says Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo, which I have no problem with her, I love her. Good For You is a super good song. I'm actually going to be reacting to it maybe during this episode, or the next episode, or next episode before that. And when, I just know I am. So I'm actually going to be, like I said, reacting to TXT, I Know I Love You, and if you guys are fans of them, and everything. And if you're a friend of K-pop, you love playing piano games and everything, then play Rhythm Hive, which by the way is not sponsored in this, but Rhythm Hive is like a game where you can listen to your favorite K-pop songs while actually playing the lyrics. It gets a little frustrating at times, but you know, it's fun. Why not? So actually, they updated the thing. I knew that because I had to update my game, and it said Butter is now on there. I'm like, oh cool, okay, I can totally do that. So Butter, actually I've been playing it like 6 times and I still haven't gotten up to 200 x, but it's fine. I've gotten like up to like 50 or 100. That's the max I can get up to right now because my fingers are just weird, I guess. But yeah, so you guys know about the website. You guys can still go to my other website though. You still go on there. And by the way, this website, so the website says to donate. You guys do not have to donate at all. I don't want your money. I don't want nothing. I just want you guys to be having fun during my podcast. I want to make people feel happy and enjoy and everything. So without further ado, let's play I Know I Love You by TXT, and it'll be playing off my Spotify. I still do not have it added to my Spotify yet. I will currently in a few minutes. But anyway, let's play it, shall we? I know I love you. That was honestly.
Tomorrow, I think I'll treat myself to McDonald's breakfast.
That was honestly amazing. That song was so good. So, guys, my reaction is, as you can tell, my reaction is like, wow. It was so amazing. Like, literally. So, I didn't mention it was in Korean. I'm sorry about that. I actually didn't imagine that I was mentioning I was going to sing. So, it's just, say you love me, say you love me. That just really gets me because I'm like going to sing that part too bad. But yeah, it's a really good song. And like, in case you guys do not understand Korean, or in case you guys just don't understand at all what the song is about, it's basically about love and how I was like reading the lyrics while I was playing the song. I was pointed only one thing, now I can stop thinking about you when I'm sinking alone. So, it's like, basically about like heartbreak, I'm guessing. Like, they like, what do you call that? It's like a disconnected love, but then like it's connected. I don't know how to explain it. I know what's called. And an angel one day appeared to me, take me away to your hometown. So I'm guessing they're talking about someone new in their life. Like, honestly, when I hear new artists' songs and everything, when I like hear it in my head and I'm trying to, and then I look at the English lyrics, and then I kind of learn Korean from there. Not I'm not kidding by that. I literally learned Korean. But anyway, that's not the point of this whole thing. When I'm looking at song lyrics in English and I'm listening to it, and the way that they speak it, like if they like sing it, and they like sing it like either high, low, or like slow, it really just depends on the emotion. It makes me gather like a story. So like an angel, you know? And then Taeyong says, I know it's real, I can feel it, so they can, he can feel the love and everything, but he does, like, he believes in it, but he doesn't know the girl does, I'm guessing. I don't know, this is how I figure out things with music. This is how I figured out things with butter. Literally, I'm not even kidding. This is how I figure out things with music and just trying to figure out the story, the meaning of the song. I'm full of problems, so I'm guessing messed up relationship. Love sick, new way to go. I'm fine to die, I'm a loser in this game. So I'm guessing the love is like a game, and the girl always wins. And I guess, like, to be honest, the way the song sounds, like, I know it's real, like, it's like, heartbreak, but it's not heartbreak, it's just mixed up love, you know? So it's like very confusing but very easy to figure out just by the way that they sing the song. The only rule of this world, save me, take my hand, please use me like a drug. So I'm guessing, like, the person, this gives me another idea. Sorry, I watch way too much Korean dramas. The idea that pops into my head, like, there's only one rule in this world, save me, take my hand, please use me like a drug. I think they love the girl, but the girl doesn't love them back. Something like that. It's like a mixed up love, like I said before. I just gathered it like that. I love you, say you love me. So, but when the girl sings it, say you love me, say you love me, say you love me, until the end of the world, all or nothing, all I want of you. So that lyric, like, makes me think mixed up love, something's coming between them, something like that. I don't know. I gather so many thoughts during music and stuff. Like, this is how I feel sometimes my own music, when I try to gather thoughts of what am I trying to tell my story, my song. So as a songwriter, you get it. If you're not a songwriter, like, you get it, but you wouldn't really understand. But, you know, it's like a basically a story you're trying to tell into one thing that only takes a few minutes. Say love me, say love me, telling you to got you. Oh, nothing, give all you. And then so, I'm not going to make it. I won't be able to get into heaven. I don't belong there. No place for me in heaven. I don't belong there. No place for me for heaven. So I'm guessing, like, weird stories pop into my head when I think about the lyrics of the song. Literally, it sounds good, but, like, you don't understand, but then you do. I'm just so, so confused right now. But otherwise from that, such a good song. I just think it just, you know, it's about heartbreak, but it's also about just like real love that they feel. I'm guessing it's for the fans, but I'm also guessing it's not. It's like a mixed, I'm guessing. I don't know. To be honest, I really don't know. So I figured I have to, like, let these ads play. And if I turn off my volume, hold on. I'm gonna mute my thing. There you go. That's better. So I'm gonna let that ads play. And why not? I figured I have enough time. So why not react to Good For You? In which I've heard over a million times. So I'm gonna probably sing in it. Warning. I'm not such a good singer. I am a good songwriter, but not a good singer. If you guys are wondering what type of songs I write a lot of love songs. I'm trying to create one that's not about love, but just like about something random. So I randomly think about my head like, huh. And now I love you. Sing love me, sing love me. Don't go away. I still got so much more to say, baby. See, automatically love. Like, literally, that song lyric has been in my head for, like, ever. Say you love me, say you love me. I just love it so much. So, right now I'm just waiting for the appetizements. Boop. There we go. Now let's put on Good For You. Here we go. Hold on. I turn my volume. So guys, that was Good For You. Let me just say, I have so much just to say about this reaction. As soon as the song came out and I heard it, I really thought, oh, just know one of her songs is going to be love and everything. It is about love. It is. But it's about heartbreak. So in case you guys don't know about the whole drama of Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua, I believe his name is Joshua. I have no clue. I don't even pay attention to the boy. But anyway. So this song to me brings a lot of emotion about heartbreak and about, so you can clearly tell in the song that she's not over him or anything like that. You can clearly tell. Hold on. Guys, I have to actually go, but my reaction is that obviously I'm going to just give a quick reaction. It's about heartbreak and her love for him, I guess. I don't know. If I'm wrong about that, then I'm wrong about that. But the one thing I do question is, how is the High School Musical season, the new one, going to turn out like? You're like, what are you talking about? So, in case you guys don't know, High School Musical has this like one show. I don't even, it's on Disney Plus. I have Disney Plus, but I don't watch it because, you know, it's time to do that right now. At the current moment, apparently there's a new season coming out in High School Musical, and with Olivia and Joshua and the other Wildcats. So yeah, and it's so funny because I'm just gonna say this real quick. In a YouTube video on YouTube, so I was watching it the one time, and it literally was showing Joshua singing to, I'm guessing, Nina. I'm guessing that's what her name is. And I don't know what his boy name is for the frickin' act, but anyway, he was singing for her. I'm like, okay. But the way her face was hilarious, because literally she's like shaking her head and everything and smiling and shaking her head. Like, she can't believe it, even though she's like, I literally hate you right now. Like, you don't even mean it. Stop acting like you do and you don't. I'm just like, oh my god. If I could post it, I totally would. Because that video literally, like, I laugh so hard. And literally, I'm like, girl, you have to deal with it. You walk with him now, so you have to deal with it. But the thing is, he's dating one of my other favorite singers, which is Sabrina Carpenter, I believe that's her name. I believe he's dating her at the moment. But yeah, I'll let you guys know more tea maybe tomorrow or whenever I have a next episode. Anyway, guys, in case you guys had a good Memorial Day, happy late Memorial Day. I know I sat down on Friday, I believe. I have no clue when I said that. But I hope you guys have a good weekend. I'm sorry I haven't been on like for like 2 days. That's only because I have stuff to do. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will be coming up with more music to react to, like POV by Ariana Grande. That'll be next episode, I hope, if I remember. I had to come up with a schedule for when I'm going to do my episodes and when I'm not going to be doing my episodes. So I'm not going to be doing them like every day, you know, like I usually have done. But I'm going to come up with a plan. And if I do end up doing one like every once in a while or every day, then that's how it's just going to be. Because, you know, who doesn't love making episodes? I do. I hope you guys have a good day, and I hope you guys check out WordPress. I believe I published it. If I have not, I'll be working on it, and I'll publish it as soon as I can. And yeah. Bye, everyone. Adios. And I will see you soon. Hasta luego. Hasta luego. I can't speak Spanish right now. I'm sorry. But anyway. Cheerio.